Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're real pleased to welcome Kevin Duarte. Michael Duarte, who is our LA sports insider from NBC LA. Please forgive me for that. I know your name. Michael, I know you were on the field before the game. What was the atmosphere, the buzz like inside SoFi?
Yeah, Amy, and my mom almost called me Kevin, so I'll give you a free pass.
I'm sorry.
Inside SoFi Stadium was a complete 180 reversal from that Week 18 game against San Francisco, where it was probably 50-50 49ers to Rams fans for that game. I was a little surprised, but also it was kind of the perfect storm for fans with season tickets. The Rams are one of the most expensive tickets in the entirety of the NFL. They had already clinched the playoffs. And there's a lot of 49er fans, believe it or not, who still live in L.A. and reside in L.A. I'm a fan who grew up, you know, here in Los Angeles without really a football team. And so I'm kind of a free agent. And so I liked the Niners in the late 80s, early 90s, and kind of took them on for a while. And I know there's a lot of other people out there who are either Cowboys fans or Dolphins fans. But I digress. The atmosphere was a complete 180 from that. It was easily 95 to 90% Rams fans in there tonight. They all got handed these yellow playoff towels. They were waving them. They were loud all night. It is the loudest I've heard SoFi Stadium all since it opened in the pandemic when there was no fans last year. So it was a great atmosphere to be a part of. The Rams fans showed their true colors from making up for last week's mistake by selling their tickets to 49ers fans. And if this isn't indicative of what the Super Bowl atmosphere will be like as far as hosting it here at SoFi Stadium, I think the stadium itself is going to put on quite a show for Super Bowl 56 here in a couple weeks.
And the commissioner did confirm on Monday with Steve Wyche of NFL Network that, yes, the Super Bowl will be at SoFi. They are not moving it, even though this whole idea of a contingency plan leaked out last week. They're definitely not moving it, of course, because this is their new crown jewel. So, Michael, with the various big plays coming from both sides of the ball, offense, defense, I can only imagine how excited the Rams were. And yet Matthew Stafford seemed very blasé about being part of a playoff win for the first time in his career. Ultimately, though, what was it like? Or, you know, what do these athletes have to say after what was a convincing victory against Arizona?
Yeah, Amy, it took over 13 years in the making, but Matthew Stafford finally has a playoff win under his belt. And I was joking with my friend Eric Weddle, who came off the couch out of retirement for the last 2 years, and actually suited up and played in this game. It was remarkable.
Yes.
I joked with him that it took Matthew Stafford 13 years. It took him 3 days to be on the team to get a playoff win for him. He laughed about it. But, you know, we asked Matthew Stafford. That was the first question, obviously, once he stepped into the press conference room after the game. Matthew, you know, finally, the monkey is off your back. You have exorcised the demons. What did it feel like? And he gave the blasé answers, like you said, the cookie-cutter ones. He said it was a team win. I don't care. I'm the same guy. I have the same confidence in myself no matter what. It was a good team win. And now, finally, the media can stop talking about how he doesn't have a career playoff win. And that narrative can finally be put to bed. So that's what he said about it. And he was right. It was a total team effort. But I think the biggest thing, I was talking with a lot of reporters in the game, and they were asking my opinion on how I thought the game would go. And I said, look, on paper, the Rams should win this game. They don't even have to play their best game, in my opinion, to beat the Arizona Cardinals tonight. But the biggest thing is Matthew Stafford has to play mistake-free football. And if he does that, just let the defense do what they do. They should have a good night. And that's exactly what he did. And that's exactly why the Rams came out on top.
Before we talk more about the formula that they used to win, specifically the running of the ball, which I know is critical for them, if Weddle is your friend, how excited was he to be back on the field and to be rejoining the Rams?
He is a kid in a candy store. Eric has been one of the great professionals I have come to know and love, even though I only got to cover him for one season, but it was such a remarkable season. And we were still at the Coliseum back then. We were allowed in the locker rooms and at practice. And so you can build a relationship with these guys. It's almost like a different era and time as far as what sports journalism is concerned. But no, he was a kid in a candy store. And here was the funny thing I was joking with him about also. This was his first time ever entering SoFi Stadium, period.
Wow.
In his entire life. So not only is it his first time seeing the crown jewel of the NFL, as you just said, he does it while, you know, playing safety in the biggest moments of the game. And there's one of those moments I want to talk about, the pick six, obviously. He actually acted out the entire pick six for us in the press conference room, Eric Weddle did. So you could see the excitement. And one of the funny things I'll just say, an anecdote about Weddle, his wife and his kids were there. He called his wife the MVP for basically holding down the fort this last week while he drove up from San Diego to Thousand Oaks to basically join the Rams at their practice facility. And then they came out here and they got to see their dad play and win a playoff game, which was unfinished business for him from that 2019 season where they missed the playoffs despite going 9-7. But he walked into the post-game press conference, which at SoFi Stadium has a glass window. We're like in a box, like at a zoo, and all the fans can pound on the glass, and there was hundreds of them pounding on the glass for all the players that came in, you know, watching us media ask them questions. He walked in and suddenly the pounding happened and he was like scared. He's like, I've never been here. I didn't even know what this room was. And suddenly he's like an animal at the zoo on display for these fans. So he was happy and very excited.
Wow, that is really unique. Does it happen all the time when guys are doing their post-game remarks that there are fans pounding on the glass behind them?
Every single time. So Aaron Donald walked in and the fans went absolutely nuts. He actually waved to them and said, I see you, girl, to one of them. And then a fan rocking a Tom Brady Buccaneers jersey came up to the glass and started flashing the jersey. And then Aaron got a little upset and was like, okay, we see you. We're coming for you.
Michael Duarte is fresh off his Monday night at SoFi Stadium. He was there on the field beforehand. Some cool videos and photos always. You can check those out on his Twitter account with NBC LA. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. They need to run the ball to be successful. We found that out. And yet they've had trouble establishing the line of scrimmage in some of their matchups. So going back to that Niners game, they had the lead. The Niners come roaring back. What types of matchups then give them trouble? Because it wasn't the Cardinals.
No, you're right. And Steve White, who I saw today in the press box and is a great friend of mine, I've seen him these last 5-6 years now covering the Rams. So we have a great relationship. He's come on some of my shows as well. He nailed it as far as the line of scrimmage. That's the battle that the Rams have to win. Defensively, they have the front to do it. Offensively, their offensive line has been spectacular this year, and they've been pretty consistent. But when they go against physical teams like the 49ers, who like to bully you around, like to get physical at the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. We saw that happen in that loss to Tennessee. We saw a little bit of it in Green Bay, and we definitely saw it in San Francisco when they lost on that Monday night game. Those are the matchups that give them trouble. And even though they jumped out early on the Niners, they still were losing the battle of the line of scrimmage the entirety of that game. And that's one thing I can point at and say this is what gives the Rams difficulty. So looking ahead, and I know you didn't go there, but looking ahead to this matchup with the Buccaneers and Tom Brady. Historically, like you saw the Giants do in those two Super Bowl victories over Tom Brady, if you can put pressure on Tom Brady with just your 3 of 4 on the line of scrimmage, you don't have to blitz to get pressure on him, and you allow the defense in the secondary to lay back and just play coverage ball, that has given Tom Brady some struggles in his career. And I believe this Rams defense has that front with Leonard Floyd, Aaron Donald, Von Miller, to put pressure on Brady without having to disguise blitz packages at him. And I think that bodes well for them in this matchup here against the Super Bowl champs on Sunday.
Well, let's talk about the first time they met this season. I actually went back and looked. I was just kind of trying to remind myself because it was so long ago. It was in September. Tom Brady was the leading rusher for Tampa in that game, meaning they didn't have much of a rushing game at all. He threw for 432 yards, but only a single touchdown. They did sack him multiple times. Matthew Stafford had one of his best games of the regular season. He was locked in. He had 4 touchdown passes. He didn't see a whole lot of pressure. They were were able to run the ball enough, but it was just one of those games in which the offense really clicked, and that was obviously pre Odell Beckham Jr., who's now another piece of this. So what do you remember about that game that also took place at SoFi?
Yeah, I think we actually talked after that game as well, if I'm not mistaken. But what I remember about that game is just, wow, the fans. But I remember that game, the DeSean Jackson game. That was DeSean Jackson's breakout game
for
Los Angeles Rams. The best game he had. He had a long touchdown score where he kind of showboated into the end zone. And now no one even remembers he was on the team. Here we are months later. So, you know, it feels like a lifetime ago that the Rams were able to do that to DeSean Jackson. But if you remember, not just this season they did that. They did that to the Buccaneers at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay last season as well. It was that one loss that kind of woke up the Buccaneers, and they went on that run all the way to the Super Bowl. As you mentioned earlier on your show, you know, they kind of struggled a little bit midway through the season and then caught fire there at the end and carried the momentum all the way to their home Super Bowl win. So now you look at this game coming up on Sunday. And like we said, we know that this Rams defensive front can put pressure on Tom Brady, and we know he's susceptible to make mistakes when that happens. Well, now we don't know if you're going to see Leonard Fournette. We don't know if Ronald Jones Jr. is going to be available for them. I think they have two guys on their starting offensive line that are hurt and also questionable this week. Chris Godwin's out for the year. So suddenly, this Buccaneers team is not as lethal as it is. They're going to be a little bit shorthanded, and I think the Rams have the offensive firepower to match them. So if their defense can outplay the Bucs' defense, then this could be a surprise upset in the making.
Sometimes I worry about the Rams, though. They can be a little inconsistent. It can be a Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde type of thing. Not as bad now, once they went through that midseason swoon, but they certainly do have to establish some type of a strength on the offensive and defensive lines. Now, I know, Michael, that you remember when Odell Beckham Jr. joined the Rams, and we did kind of this over-under on my show about how many touchdowns he would score in Rams blue. I set the line at 6. He just hauled in his 6th touchdown pass, catch. Most people told me I was completely crazy and made fun of me. Why does he work so well with Matthew Stafford and the Sean McVay offense?
That's a great question, and I saw you put that out, and I actually thought that was a very high number to set, but it looks like you're going to hit the over on that, Amy. So that was a great line, and props to you. A couple things I'll say there. First of all, a night of career playoff first. We mentioned Stafford's first career playoff victory. Odell Beckham's first career playoff touchdown, if you can believe it.
Yes.
His first playoff action since 2016 with the Giants. But to answer your question, the talk when Odell Beckham Jr. signed with the team was, you don't want this guy. Locker room cancer, head case, me, not me, his off-the-field issues. Talking to Cam Akers, the guy you just mentioned, who was, you know, the X factor, in my opinion, today with the Rams offense, he said he's been his favorite teammate since he's come back and started practicing. And he's been the best leader in the locker room, he said, which very much surprised me that he's been there. But I think what people forget is that winning can beget a lot of these problems that Odell Beckham faced, you know, at the end of his tenure with the Giants and in Cleveland, where he only had 6 touchdowns total, and he's already met that in a handful of games. But, you know, winning begets that. But to answer your question, he is an athletic freak. And we saw that on display with some of his catches. Obviously, that easy fade route where he scored that first career playoff touchdown we mentioned, that's the same fade route, only on the opposite side of the field, that he scored in that game against Arizona when they won and they beat the Cardinals there. And you saw him throw a 40-yard bomb to Cam Akers and connect. Cam Akers told me after the game he could throw that ball just like that, right-handed and left-handed.
What?
That's how much of a freak. And we've seen Odell Beckham Jr. in videos kick field goals. We've seen him throw the ball 70 yards down the field. This guy can do a lot, and when you give Sean McVay, the offensive mind that he has, a toy like this to play with, things that you saw happen tonight are bound to happen.
Oh, I don't say I told you so very often, but it is fun to revel in this a little bit because, agreed, he is still a physical freak who can do so much. And I get it. He can be temperamental, and when he's not happy and he's not getting the football, well, he can make life miserable for people around him. However, he seems pretty happy right now. The honeymoon period is not over with the Rams. All right, you can find Michael on Twitter at Michael, not Kevin, Michael J. Duarte, and it's so cool to see your photos and to see some of your observations from inside SoFi. You're our eyes and ears on the ground there for NBC LA. Always good to talk to you. I know it's a little bit late in the month, but Happy New Year to you, and we'll catch up again soon.
Thanks, Amy. Happy New Year. I'll be at Raymond James to try to get you some of those similar photos and videos next Sunday. And if I could have a vote, can I just pick the Cowboys entire team responsible for that loss? I mean, they're the ones who allowed all the rushing yards. They're the ones who made all the penalties, allowed all the sacks. You win as a team, you lose as a team. That's my vote.
All right, Michael. Thank you. And we'll talk soon.
Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.